Aunt Haley, did they really go this way? This seems really windy and twisty.
The north-south alignment of these hills makes travel from west to east very difficult. At that time, only two roads were available to Baum's force, and neither of them really deserved to be called roads. The continental road that they were using went uphill and down dale over rough terrain. The low ground was boggy, at best, and swampy at worst.
It must be that the rugged terrain created obstacles for almost every footfall made by Baum's expedition.
Then, when it reached Cambridge, the next town we come to, the Continental Road intersected with a Ticonderoga trail that followed an ancient Indian path along the western edge of the Berkshires and Taconic Mountains, on up to Lake Champlain, and from there to Canada.